American Christian, this is episode 40. This is Heart of the Father Ministries. My name is Pete Cooper. I'm the outreach director here at Heart of the Father, and man, have I got some good news for y'all. Doc is still out on assignment, but we are going to prevail and going to push through, because I'm just telling you that there are mighty things that are happening to ignite revival fire in and around the people that we are in fellowship with, in people that we are related to. I just know, Lord, you are strong and that you are powerful, God. You carry authority with your children, Lord. I want to read out of this book again. It's Todd Smith's Igniting Revival Fire Every Day. These are invitations that awaken your heart from global revivalists. And it says, you know, these are people like Sid Roth, Bill Johnson, Randy Clark, guys like David Hogan, James Gall, John and Carol Arnott, Dr. Michael Brown. And I just want to let you know that we have the privilege here at Heart of the Father. The founder, Dr. David Nichols, has been walking in this for 20 plus years. And I just want, I want you to know that one of the things that took place over at our church on Pentecost Sunday was praying out and asking the Lord to baptize his people at the community worship center, to baptize them in the Holy Ghost. And you know what happened? People got baptized in the Holy Ghost. Now, these are struggles, right? I mean, even though I've gone through ordination, I was commissioned, I went through ordination, I've done street ministry, I've been in around these things. You kind of know my story, you know, the idea behind, look, I'm not seeing miracles, signs, and wonders. That the book of Acts was not coming alive for me in and where I was attending. I'm not saying that God wasn't at work. I'm just saying, for me, I wanted to see more. I wanted more. I wanted to know, does God still save? Is God still healing? Is God still doing miracles? I've seen miracles happen through prayer. I told you about the Iraq vet that was shot in the chest, and that his lung capacity was diminished to like 10% on one side of his lungs, and that after receiving prayer ends up going to the VA, and they tell him that he has 95% capacity in that lung. And his exclamation to me was, "What did you do to me?" And I told him, I said, "I didn't do anything to you, but Jesus did. Jesus did." And you know why Jesus did? Because he loves you. There is a love that God has, a love that the Father has for his children. And I think that we've been crowded by these thoughts that God is, he's a God of vengeance, he's a God of anger, he's a God of wrath. But we're not hearing about the goodness of God. And I know that there are tensions in the goodness of God and in the wrath of God. There's a tension between these two places in the believer's mind. And understand that if you only go towards the wrath of God, that is going to produce one kind of a believer. And if you only go towards the goodness of God, that forms up another kind of a believer. But what we need to do is keep a tension between these two things. So, I'm going to read from this book. This is a letter that David Hogan, he's a missionary and an international evangelist. He's been all over the world. He's been here to Minnesota. He's been in Wisconsin. I just have gone out of my way and finding out where this man was preaching the word, and I've gone there. And I just want you to know that once this begins to start to settle upon your soul that you want more, when you start crying out for more, when you begin to tarry in the place of, I want more. I know that there's more. I know that there's more. There's a reason why you know that there's more, and that's because the Holy Ghost is telling you that there's more. So, here we go. This is chapter 33. It's titled, Press Through the Wall. What a blessing it is to be filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. I want to talk to you about the blood covenant of the Lord Jesus, fasting and prayer. I pray that your mind, body, and spirit be held complete in the Holy Ghost for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to bless you and encourage you. We know the world is going through some very difficult times, but I want to go on record saying Jesus is King. This means that we, as God's children, we do not bend to the difficulty, and we do not submit to the lies of the devil. We do not fret and worry about our circumstances or our surroundings. What we do is call upon the Lord Jesus with prayer and fasting, with total submission of our bodies and minds. I just completed my 47th marathon. The weather was hot. In fact, it was the hottest day of the year. The first 22 miles were a joy, but then came the work. Those who run call it a wall. I hit the running wall. It was difficult to push ahead. Just like running, life is full of walls. Everything will be fine, and then you come up against a wall. You have to press through that wall. I told the people I was running with, I'm not going to submit to my surroundings. I'm going to submit to the goal. The goal is to complete the marathon. I stayed with it, and I finished the run. I was successful. Right now, I bless you to be successful in your life, in your endeavors. Running a marathon to me is like the gospel. You have to train for it. You have to prepare for it. You have to put your spirit into it, your mind, your soul, your body, all of it. And if you do not, you won't complete the task. Paul was about to hit his own wall when he said, out of Acts 20, 22 through 24, the Word of God says this, "And see, now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." I want you to receive the strength of the Lord, Hogan goes on, the blessing of the gospel that Christ Jesus empowers us to make us ready and makes us equal to anything that's around us. He infuses us with energy and power to do things even in difficult times. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord because Jesus is King. I'm not willing to submit to any power of darkness. I believe the Word of God is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder the soul and the spirit. I believe we are baptized with Holy Ghost and fire, and we can overcome through prayer and fasting. Fasting is difficult. It affects the soul. But we can do these things for the Holy Ghost. Other people may draw back from it, but we will not. The blood of Jesus is our answer. The Holy Ghost fire, the Word of God, which is alive and full of power, will see us through. Don't forget, as a believer, you can suppress, take away, remove, and destroy the works of the enemy by the blood covenant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Take time to seek the Lord. Be strong and empowered. With your union with the Lord Jesus, draw strength and encouragement from the Holy Ghost and the fire of God. It's your choice. Focus on His mercy, His goodness, and His grace. Let Jesus be King and Lord in your life. David Hogan, missionary and international evangelist. Igniting revival fire every day. Interesting. It's a good title to a book. It brings revival into the center spot of our life every day. It's not an event. It's an everyday thing. Revival, coming back alive, reviving. Those things that were dead come alive. Those things that are asleep come awakened by the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, this morning, I was wrestling, since Doc wasn't going to be here, I was kind of wrestling, well, Lord, where are we going to go today? What are we going to do today, Lord? So as I was driving in on my short drive here, I called my sister Jenny, and we were having a conversation. She was up visiting my dad, who just got married, and family was up there. They're out in Wisconsin there. And she had come up from Florida for the wedding. And I called her, and, you know, she always answers the phone. She goes, "Hey, bro." And so we're just having a conversation about the goodness of God. And I told her about Pentecost Sunday. I told her about that we had gone into that place to call people forward, to have hands laid on, and for them to become baptized in the Holy Ghost. And she was like, "Wow, really? I mean, you guys did that?" And I said, I did do it. It was one of those things that the Lord was pressing in on me for weeks. I was tarrying in the thought, should I or should I not be the guy that does this, right? I mean, look, I say that to bring honor, really, that, look, where is my place in the kingdom? Where is my place in this church of believers that I am coming together as in a congregation, right? Like, what's my role here? What is it the Lord has me to do, right? And you may be wondering that same thing. Is there more? How come we're not talking about more? How come we're not pushing through the wall? Because I think that we're coming up to the wall of the Holy Ghost. But we don't know that we can press in and go in through it. You know that in this series we've been talking about revival. This is a series about revival. It's a series about pressing through. It's about Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 10, Acts chapter 19. Believer, if you have not read those chapters in the book of Acts, you need to read those chapters. You need to press in. You need to begin to ask the question as to why you are not pressing into baptism of the Holy Ghost. Look, it is very real. You can start to research this and get all bottled up with all kinds of crazy things that people are saying about the Holy Ghost. That it's real, that it's not, that it's not for now, it was for then, it's for now, and it's always been. I'm just saying that the wall is very real. What Hogan is talking about, the marathon run, you are finding yourself in a place of hunger. That's why you're listening to this podcast. That's why you're being drawn in right now. It is because the Lord is pressing you, son or daughter, come to me. I want you to receive. I want you to be blessed. I want you to overpower. I want you to overcome. I want you to experience the life-giving water that is in Christ. I want you to experience this baptism of fire. The Lord has this for you. So we're just talking, Jenny and I. And she says to me, "Pete, you know, I have been wanting this. I've been wanting this. I would like for you to pray for me right now to receive the Holy Ghost." And I was kind of like, "Yeah, we can do that right now." So on my way to work, I pull my truck over to the side of the road, right out on Highway 61. There's no cars around or anything. Just pulled over. And Jenny and I began to pray. Now, Jen had gotten up in the morning, and she was on her way out to the hot tub when I had called her, and she was sitting in the hot tub, and we're just having that conversation. So I had noticed, remember we talk about knowing, realizing that the Lord is now speaking to you, being able to recognize his voice, what's happening in your spirit, what's going on in your soul, what is your mind being flooded with right now. And as we were talking, the Holy Ghost came upon me, and I began to pray as Jenny was telling me about how she had been wanting to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And she's come up to this wall. She didn't call it a wall, but she's been coming up to that place where, how do I press into this? Does somebody need to walk me through it? How do I do this? Do I go to my pastor? Do I go talk to somebody about it? Do I find somebody, right, that knows about this? So here we are, and we've talked about the Holy Ghost in the past, Jen and I. So as she was explaining that to me, the Spirit of the Lord was upon me. And she says, I want you to pray for me to receive the Holy Ghost right now. And I said, okay. So again, I pull over and we begin to pray. And we just went to the Father. We went to Jesus and we say, Lord, this is your daughter. Her desire right now is to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Lord, she wants to receive from you this glorious, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, Lord, that you would bless her and fill her. And as we began to pray, I went from an English prayer into praying in the Spirit. Now, hear me, listener, hear me. This is one of the things is that when we're moving in and we're praying and we're talking about, we've talked about it on this podcast as well. Syllables form words. Words form sentences, and sentences build paragraphs. Paragraphs tell stories. And so this whole idea behind the syllables, right? So I said, Jen, you need to receive this right now. We're going to go. We're going to start to pray. And as I went out of speaking in my native tongue, which is English, I began to speak in tongues and to start to pray over Jenny. And as that happened, the Holy Ghost fell upon Jen. And while she was sitting in the hot tub, she begins to speak in tongues and begins receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost while sitting in a hot tub out in rural Minnesota. Out there by herself, here comes the Lord, boom, and bam, she got blessed and filled with the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Isn't that awesome? Isn't it amazing that God comes in and begins to do this great and mighty work? So after we were giving praise to God and lifting up his name and heralding him as King of the universe, the great and mighty Savior, the Redeemer of all things, as that began to happen, I mean, it was a wonderful thing to be able to share this with my sister. I've watched Jen grow. One of the things that she says, you know, she had received healing. I won't go into what she received healing from. There's been many things, okay? And just like in your own life, there are things that God is healing you from. And those things are being split off from your soul, from your spirit, and you're receiving healing in your mind, you're receiving healing in your body. And as that healing comes, so Jen, in her journey, she realized that the Lord had healed her first, and then she got baptized in the Holy Ghost. But I can tell you that there are people that get baptized in the Holy Ghost, and then they get healed. There are people that get healed and then they get saved. There are people that get saved and then they get healed. The Lord does what the Lord's going to do, and he does it there's a reason why the Lord moves the way that he does in each individual's life. It's not a cookie cutter kind of thing. There are people that get baptized as children. There are people that get baptized as they are older adults. It becomes a questionable thing. You know, my future son-in-law, he gets baptized in water. And when he tells his mother that, hey, I got baptized, she asked him, why? Why? You were baptized as a child. And he told her, look, this baptism was my choice to follow after Jesus. I don't know if you can reel back into the day that you were baptized. As an adult, as you reel back into that place, when you were baptized and when all of the world fell off of you and you were birthed again into this new birth, this water baptism. Think of how that day went for you, what you experienced in that, the glory of being baptized and taking a step of faith. Jen took a step of faith and she moved into the place to receive the Holy Ghost, knowing all along this was a place that she knew she needed to be. So I would just say, you know, as we've kind of moved through this podcast, you know, I want you to know that even for me, believer, know that this has drawn me up to a point as well. Hearing the testimony of revival in India, the testimony of revival in the Welsh region, the testimony of revival that just continues to grow and to expound in my own spirit. I'm listening. You are listening. You are hearing the testimony of Jesus. That's the spirit of prophecy. It is the testimony. It is our testimony in the blood of the Lamb. These are the things that cause us to grow. And right now, you are on that path. You are hearing these things. I would encourage you to begin to share really what you're learning. If you have a hard time putting these things into words, share a podcast. Bring them into the place where, hey, it was in this podcast that I realized this. It was in this podcast that I realized that. It was in this podcast that this became true for me as well. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to stay the course. You have to finish. It's not that you have your entry number into this marathon and that you're all standing at the gate ready to run. That's the easy part. People are all, they're dressed up, they're ready. You know that they're getting ready to run a marathon. They look like they're getting ready to run a marathon. They've got their number. They've done the preparation to get to run a marathon. They've done the training to run that marathon, but they still haven't run it, not yet. They're still at the starting gate. I want you to think about the starting gate that you are finding yourself in right now. And I want you to call out to the Lord, and I want you to tell him that you're going to finish. You're going to finish this race that he has brought you into. He didn't bring you into this race to qualify you. He brought you into this race to finish this race, to finish the marathon, to press in and through sickness and illness by the grace of God, through healing of your mind, through the healing of your spirit, through the healing of your soul. Believer, this is a glorious day. I want you to believe that something good is about to happen right now. Now, maybe you didn't partake in the first time that we had prayed out for being baptized in the Holy Spirit, but I want to testify to you that over a phone line, over a cell tower, from one point on the planet through a cell tower to another point on the planet, somebody just got baptized in the Holy Ghost. And my guess is she ain't the only one. She's not the only one that's receiving the Holy Ghost via cell phones. Just like people get healed through text messages from one point on the planet through a cell tower to another point on a planet in different continents. You have heard the testimony given in this podcast about a woman who had no minutes left on her cell phone plan, wanted to call her mother so that she could pray healing over her mother in Africa. But she realized that her texting was unlimited, so she had texted her mother from the United States into Africa and had texted something to the effect, "I want you to get ready right now to receive your healing. And in the name of Jesus, receive your healing," for whatever it was. And that woman in Africa, her mom, got healed through a text message. We've heard demons being cast out through phone conversations from one point on the planet, through a cell tower, into another. And just right now, through this particular medium, we are going to pray and ask that the Lord would come and to baptize you in the Holy Ghost. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have put someone's ears onto this podcast, Lord, so that they would hear the testimony of Jesus, so that they would begin to tarry, Lord, through these weeks that we've been coming through this series on revival, Lord. But, Lord, I know that you have brought them to the place, Lord, so that they will be baptized in the Holy Spirit, so that they will be encouraged, so that they will be empowered, Lord, by your strength, God. Lord, baptize these believers right now in the name of Jesus. Baptize them in the Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you. And as we begin to pray out and to give you thanks, we thank you for being King, for being our beloved, for being our miracle worker, for being our rescuer, for being the Lamb of God who came to save the world. You came to save, Lord. You came down out of heaven onto earth, Lord. You paid the price for our sin, and we thank you, God, that you are mighty and strong. Lord, fill them up as they praise your name, Lord, as they give utterance to these words, to these syllables, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, kutushia nabiendo kuratarea, apiento de kusientit kitia, te kipienan utia tarakatasa te kipiendo. We thank you, God. Thank you, God. More power, Lord, more power, more fire, Lord. Pour out more, more, Lord. Bring the weight of your glory, Lord, upon these listeners in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you, God. Hallelujah. May you be blessed and be filled with the power of the Almighty. May you be filled and may you push through the wall. May you be given new endeavors. May the Lord direct and to guide you and to bring you into the place for your destiny, for your overcoming, for your ability to forgive and to bring together and to not divide. Lord, thank you, Lord. As we spoke about the essentials from yesterday, Lord, I thank you, God, that you are mighty to save. Lord, send your people out, Lord. Let them carry the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news that comes from those, whoever believes in you and on your Son, that he was crucified and died and was risen on that third day. Thank you for them, Lord, that they believed and received in Jesus' name. Amen. American Christian, you've just been ignited in revival fire, and to walk in it every day.